الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأخريته انقضاء، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته الأقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد الفتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصافت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
In the previous lecture, our discussion had reached the point when we were talking about the ma'rifatul deen, deen shanasi, recognizing the concept of religion itself in Islam. We were supposed to start the discussion about the lub and the qishr of the religion. And this is the second last discussion, and after that we have the discussion of the alaim, that means the signs of the nufuz of shaitan on the aql. So we'll discuss some of those signs, approximately seven of the signs, how we can determine that shaitan has control over the aql of a human. So lub and qishr. Lub in Arabic means the inner core of something, and qishr is the outer layer. Islam also has a lub, that means an inner core, and an outer layer, which is the qishr of the religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah An-Nur, verse number 35, Allah Nur as-samawati wal-ard, mathalu nurihi kamishkatin. Allah is the Nur of the heavens and earth. The example of His Nur is like a niche, kamishkat. Well, mishkat, and literally speaking in Arabic, in old days they used to make some kind of a small mihrab, a small, you know, a closet inside the wall, a small space inside the wall, and they used to put the lamp of the house in that. Literally speaking, mishkat is that little inlet which is found inside the wall where they used to put the lamp. And in some cases in the old times, they used to put a glass. So they put the lamp on in the wall, and the other side of the wall, which is outside of the house, they used to put a glass. So the light of the lamp can come from this side inside the room. From that side, it can reach outside of the house as well. So they can benefit from the same lamp inside and outside. That's how they used to do in the old days. Allah Nur Samawati wal Ard. Allah is the Nur of the heavens and earth. Masalu Nurihi Kamishkatin, the example and the parable of his Nur is like a Mishkat. A niche in Arab, in English we call it. Fiha misbahun. Inside the mishkat is a lamp. Al misbahu fi zujajatin. And the lamp is in a glass. Al zujajatu ka'annaha kawkabun durriyun. The lamp as if it is a glittering star. Yuqadu من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية. So it is lit from a Mubarak, a blessed tree of olive, which is neither eastern nor western. لا شرقية ولا غربية. يَكَادُ زَيْتُهَا يُضِيءُ وَلَوْ تَمْسَسْهُ نَارٌ. And so it is even if the fire doesn't touch it, it's almost the oil almost lights up even if the fire doesn't touch it. Walau lam tamsasho narun, even if the fire doesn't touch it. Nurun ala nur, so just one nur on top of the other. And our scholars have said that it's the nur of hidayat on top of the nur of ma'rifat. Nur of the Haqiqat, I'm sorry, Nur of the Haqiqat on top of the Nur of Ma'rifat. So, this ayat of Holy Quran is one of the very interesting ayat of Quran and one of the very deep ones as well. And in the light of this ayat, we can understand that the lub of the deen is the nur, and the qishr, the outer layer of the religion, is the lamp and the cover of the lamp. So, to put it in very simple words, our scholars say, our urafa say, that the entire religion is nur, and that is the lub. The nur of the religion is actually the nur, is the lub and inner core of the religion. Whereas the outer layer of the religion is the sharia and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which belong to the furu'uddin. So the laws of the sharia are the outer layer, and the inner core of the religion is the nur. So, we find that when the nur is found inside this lamp, al-misbahu fi zujajatin, this lamp is found in a glass. So this glass, zujaja, is just like the cover of the lamp. is covering and protecting the lamp, so nothing can reach the lamp and nothing can damage the lamp and nothing can extinguish the lamp and nothing can decrease the light of the lamp. So this glass cover of the lamp is protecting the religion. So it is the muhafiz of the nur. This cover of the lamp is the muhafiz of the nur. So the outer layer of the religion is the protector of the inner core. So the sharia is the defender of the inner core of the religion. And as soon as the sharia and amal on the sharia and practicing the sharia is gone, the inner core is now without a protector and it will be gone as well. You cannot expect the inner core to survive. You cannot expect, just like you can't expect the light of the lamp and the lamp itself to survive in the storm, in a hurricane, in a tornado. There are hurricanes all around. There are enemies and a'da and shayateen. So the enemies are not going to allow the inner core, that means the lamp itself and the light which is coming out of the lamp, to survive without the protector, which is the sharia and the practice of the sharia. So that signifies the importance of the sharia, which is the kishr of the religion, and that is protecting the whole religion. So we find if the sharia is not practiced, even the tawheed is not going to survive. Even the aqeedah of tawheed of a person is not going to survive and remain if the sharia is not practiced. What to talk of the rest of the aqeed? Because tawheed is the ruh and essence of the entire usuluddin, and tawheed, its reflection is found in all the usuluddin. The reflection and tajalli of tawheed can be found in the sifat of Allah, of course, in the nubuwat concept, in the imamat concept, in the qiyamat and ma'ad concept. It's all tajalli of ma'ad. It's the reflection of the concept of the oneness of Allah. So if the sharia is not practiced and is abandoned, and we don't benefit from the nur of the sharia, which is derived from the nur of the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we find nothing of the religion would survive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the ayat number 15 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. So in this verse of Holy Quran, the Quran itself has been called as Nur. Certainly Nur and a clear book arrived to you, came to you. So Nur has been interpreted by the scholars as Quran. So the entire religion that we learn is actually nothing but the Nur. Also in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 265, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ وَتَثْبِيتًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ جَنَّةٍ بِرَبْوَةٍ أَصَابَهَا وَابِلٍ. So the example of those who spend their money in order to seek the pleasure and rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to confirm themselves, وَتَثْبِيتًا لِأَنفُسِهِمْ, to confirm themselves. See, every action that we perform which is in sync with the sharia, it is confirming our aqeedah. Every amalun salih is confirming the i'tiqad. So if you find this tazalzul and deviation and inhiraf in the amalun salih, in the actions of a person, this reveals that there is a tazalzul and inhiraf and deviation in his beliefs. If there was no inhiraf in his belief, if there is no deviation in his belief, it's impossible to have inhiraf in the actions. Because i'tiqad, aqeedah and amal can never be separated from each other. So if you want to determine what is the status of your i'tiqad and aqeedah, look at the status of your amal. So if we find that some people are steadfast on their a'mal, a'malun salihah, you know, their good deeds, that reveals that their i'tiqad and aqeedah is steadfast and strong. And if we find this tazalzul or inhiraf and deviation in their a'mal, you know, this shows that there is a vacuum, there is an inhiraf in their aqeedah, and that vacuum in the aqeedah and inhiraf and deviation in the aqeedah has been constantly causing them to perform deviated acts in their practical lives. So whatever you are acting is what you are believing, not what you are claiming. Let's put it in these words: whatever we act is actually what we believe. Because Imam Ali alayhi salam has already said in Nahj al-Balagha, بالإيمان يستدل على الصالحات وبالصالحات تستدل على الإيمان. So you want to, you can understand the iman of a person through his good deeds, salihat, and you can understand about the good deeds of a person through his iman. So the belief will guide you towards good deeds, and the good deeds will guide you towards the belief. So anybody who is performing good deeds, it is a sign and alamat that he has iman. Anybody who is not performing the good deeds is a sign that he doesn't have iman. He may claim it with his lisan, with his tongue, but it's not acceptable. So if our iman is certified by the actions, amalun salih, that's how it is proven that the iman and i'tiqad is there. If the iman and i'tiqad is not proven by the amalun salih, then it is not there. Or it is naqis. So we find in the policy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no tazalzul. There was no tazalzul. There was no musawama, compromise. There was no inhiraf. There was no deviation. He was never trying to make a deal with anybody about the amalun saliha, about the good deeds of Islam, about the ahkam of the sharia. He never made a deal with the people over ahkam. Okay, I will start considering this thing, and now onwards, okay, we will allow our women not to wear hijab for 1 week so that you guys become pleased with us. And after 1 week, then we can start wearing hijab. No. There was no deal that he ever made with anybody about the ahkam. When it comes to the ahkam, there is zero deal in Islam. So when the kuffar came and said to Hazrat Abu Talib alayhi salam, that why don't you ask your brother's son to stop preaching the tawheed, the concept of the oneness of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to Hazrat Abu Talib alayhi salam that لَوْ وَضَعُ الشَّمْسَ عَلَى يَمِينِ, if they put the sun on my right and the moon on my left. So look at the tone of Rasulullah. Look at the his firmness in his policy. So he's not ready to give up the propagation of Tawheed, even if they are ready to put the sun on his right hand, which is impossible for a human being to go near the sun and bring it. So how much impossible is that for a human to go and bring the sun and put it on the right hand? The same level of impossible it is for Rasulullah to compromise on his mawqif of Tawheed. So we find that the amal and mawqif and amalun salih of a person is connected with his i'tiqad. And now this deen, which is entirely Noor, and that is the core of the religion, is nothing but Noor, and the layer is the Ahkam of the Sharia, which is the outer layer of the religion. Now, this deen has zuhurat, how my teacher had said, the zuhurat of the religion. So we have the zuhurat of the religion appearing throughout the history of humanity in the times of different prophets. We believe all the prophets of God. We believe in all the prophets. We respect all the prophets, you know, and we believe that all of them were propagating Islam, and they were none but Muslims, starting from Prophet Adam till the Khatamul Mursaleen, wa Sayyidul Mursaleen, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So these zuhurat of the religion were appearing in various times. It is unfair for anybody to say that deen was naqis and it became kamil. No, the religion Islam was never naqis. But what was happening is that because the haqiqat of the religion is one, so there is no room for the religion to be naqis or defective or incomplete. What was happening is that in various previous times, different levels, marahilun nazila min al-zuhurat, the lower levels of the zuhur of the religion was taking place. The lower level of the levels of the religion were coming into appearance in front of the masses. In some of the cases, the middle level of the zuhurat of the religion were appearing, and in some cases, the higher level of the zuhurat of the religion were appearing in front of the masses. And all of these zuhurat and appearances of the religion came to its perfection and its kamal and its climax at the time when the verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 3, was revealed. Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islama deena. And that is the occasion where we find that the Holy Prophet has finally again announced the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So nothing more remained to appear. There's no more zuhur of the religion that is kept for any other day to appear. This is now the climax of the religion. So all the zuhurat, all the appearances have completed and reached its perfection and climax. Now, because the needs of the time have been different and varying over the passage of the human history, because of these needs and muqtadiyat al-asr, needs of the times were differing from different times, so we find the shara'i' were different. Different anbiya, different mursaleen have been given different sharia's and minhaj. The shara' and the minhaj kept on changing. This taghayyur, let's be clear, like I said in the beginning, like I said moments ago, that the core of the religion, which is the noor, that is the haqiqat, and that haqiqat is one. And it never changes. What is changing is the outer layer of the religion, the Sharia. The outer layer has been changing according to the needs of the time. That the outer layer has taghayyurat, and that belongs in furu'd-deen only. So there is no taghayyur in the kulliyat of the religion related to the usul-deen. All the usul-deen remained as one standard usul-deen throughout the history. You can never find that the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever changed. Or the aqeedah, there was some taghayyur in the aqeedah of Yawm al-Qiyamah, Day of Judgment, or in the aqeedah of Imamat, or in the aqeedah of the Nubuwwat. There was no change taking place in the usul-deen. Usul-deen and the kulliyat of the religion are not mutaghayyir. They are sabit and stable, and they are always the same. Taghayyur was only happening in the furu-deen, and that is the outer layer. So, just a very common example that we can say, in the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, fishing on Saturday was mamnu and haram. It was haram for the children of Israel, to Bani Israel, to go for fishing on a Saturday. But what some people did is that they went there and they made arrangements, you know, for the fish to come inside and this area which is accessible for them to fish. So they worked all those muqaddimat which are required for fishing on a Saturday, and they gathered all the fish was collected in this area where it was easy for them to fish. So they gathered, they did all the muqaddimat of fishing on Saturday, and they did not fish on Saturday, and then they went on Sunday for fishing. So basically, this is not acceptable, because you are doing the entire muqaddimah of the same haram on the same day where you were supposed to not to do that act. So this fishing on a Saturday was haram in their Sharia, whereas this hukum is mansukh in the Sharia of the Holy Prophet, but that doesn't harm the religion, because these are the zuhurat of the religion. These are the taghayyur in the zuhurat of the religion according to the needs of the time. That's the outer layer which is varying according to its needs. So this hukum is mansukh, and the Sharia of Rasulullah is the nasikh for this hukum. So Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light of the heavens and earth, and Masaru Nurihi Kamishkatin, the example of his light is a niche wherein is a lamp, fiha misbah, al misbahu fi zujajatin, the lamp is in a glass, az zujajatu ka annaha kawkabun durriyun, in the glass as it were a glittering star. Now we have abundant ahadith that talk about this beautiful ayat of Quran, and in the light of some of the ahadith we understand that Mishkat is the qalb of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the misbah inside the mishkat is the misbah, the lamp. And the misbah is the nur of ilm. So the nur of ilm is lighting and giving, emitting light inside the qalb of Rasulullah. And al-misbahu fi zujajatin, and the lamp is inside the glass. And we learn in the light of some of those narrations that the zujaja is Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi wa salatu wa salam. And Shajaratun Mubarakah, the breathless tree, you know, which is neither eastern nor western, neither without the inclinations of the Yahud and Nasara. That's how it is interpreted in Tafsir, La Sharqiyatin wa La Gharbiyatin, without the inclinations of Yahud and Nasara. This Shajaratun Mubarakah is Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who the root of their family reaches the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And also in some of the riwayat, in some of the tafasir, we learn that misbah is, it has been explained that misbah is basically in the flames of Iman which are lighting up, and Zujaja is the glass of the qalb of a mu'min, and Mishkat is the chest of a mu'min, or the entire personality of his personality, his shakhsiyat, his ulum, his afkar, all those things combined together, this is what is the Mishkat. So in the chest of a mu'min lies the flames of the Iman, which are inside the glass of his qalb. And the Shajaratin Mubarakatin Zaytuna is actually the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the flames of Iman are lit up, are lighting up because of the fact that they are taking, it's because of the wahi, I mean the whole iman is because of the wahi and revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that in the so we have learned by now that the religion itself is the noor, and that is the core. And also we have learned that the qishr of the religion is the sharia, which is basically mutaghayyir and changing by the passage of the time. How much time do we have? How much time do we have? Salawat. So it is important to remember before we go to the next point of the alaim of the nufuz of shaitan, that as we are discussing that the religion itself is nothing but noor and that's the core, so we tonight I would like to mention all those things which are considered to be noor in Islam. So if you gather all those things in the light of the Quran and the Ahadith, we find that all those things which are classified to be noor are seven. Seven things are considered to be noor in the light of Quran and the Ahadith. So the first thing which is noor is the Quran itself. And I recited that ayat from Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 15, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Certainly, noor and a clear book arrived to you from Allah. So also in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 157, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّبَعُ النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ. So again, this noor has been interpreted in the tafsir as the Holy Quran. So the noor of Quran, and the Quran actually is the thing, the book that has been revealed upon the Holy Prophet. So Quran is the first of those things, one of those seven things which are noor. The second thing which is classified to be noor is iman. So iman, we understand that the entire iman is nothing but the noor and light which is found in the qalb of a person. And this is, iman is mentioned to be noor in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 257, which is Ayatul Kursi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min al-zulamati ila al-noor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the wali of those who have iman. Now what does Allah do? What is the benefit? What is one of the benefits of the walayat of Allah? What Allah does when you come under His walayat and accept Him as your wali is that Allah takes you out from the zulumat, from the darknesses. Yukhrijuhum, Allah takes them out, min al-zulumati, from the darknesses, ila al-noor, towards the noor. This is what Allah does. That's what Allah performs towards the mu'mineen. Allah takes the mu'mineen out from the zulumat towards the noor. So zulumat has been interpreted in the tafsir as the kufr and shirk, and noor has been interpreted in the tafsir as iman. So Allah takes you out of the darknesses of kufr and shirk towards iman. And that's pure success. Anybody who has been guided towards noor is now successful. Anybody is staying inside the zulumat is doomed. So, third thing which is considered to be Noor in Islam is the Hidayatun Ilahiyya, I mean Hidayat Ilahi, Allah's guidance. Anybody who has the guidance and Hidayat from Allah, this Hidayat itself is also considered to be Noor. In Suratul An'am, verse 122, we learn, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيِّتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. So the Quran is talking about a person who was dead. In other words, somebody who was dead and Allah made him alive. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيِّتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ, and we made him alive. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ, and we provided for him نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ, a nur with which he walks among the people. So this nur in the tafsir has been interpreted to be the nur of the hidayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hidayat from Allah, whosoever receives the hidayat, he has the nur, because hidayat itself is nur. The fourth thing which is considered to be nur in Islam is the religion Islam itself. Religion Islam itself has been considered as nur, and that's what we learn in the light of Surah At-Tawbah, verse 32, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَعْبَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. So we find that we learn in the light of this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to perfect and complete his nur, even though the kafirs dislike it. So it doesn't matter whether they don't like it, but he's still going to perfect and take the nur to its nur of Islam. This nur has been interpreted in tafsir as the nur of Islam itself. So the nur of Islam will be perfected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will reach its kamal, although the kafirs dislike it. So Islam itself is nur. The fifth thing which is classified to be nur in Islam is the Holy Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. In Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 46, we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَدَعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. So talking about Rasulullah, he says that we have sent you as an inviter towards Allah with his permission, and enlightening lamp. A siraj is like a chirag, a lamp that enlightens, munir, which that enlightens. So the Holy Prophet himself has been called as a lamp which is enlightening. So Prophet himself is nur. I mean, something which is giving nur for others, it's really shameful for those of the sects of Islam who call Rasulullah to be, ghair nurani. That when the Holy Quran is considering him as siraj and munira, a lamp which is giving nur. So something which is providing nur for others, and everybody else is receiving nur from him, how can it be that he himself doesn't have nur in his qalb? He himself is not nur. So this is something which is really silly and shameful for those who call that. And they misinterpret the verse of Holy Quran by saying, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ, and by ignoring the rest of the verse, يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. And that's the whole point. When they talk about the bashariyat of Rasulullah, and they say he's just like, I say that I'm a bashar like you. They don't complete the ayat. They're reading the ayat incompletely without saying what is next. It says, yuha ilayya. So a human upon whom the wahi arrives. So requirement, this is the whole point. If you are eligible to receive the wahi, you have to be nurani. So this nuraniyat of Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is because of the fact that he, the wahi he is receiving is because of the same point that we are discussing. The azamat of the qalb of Rasulullah and the nuraniyat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Prophet himself is Noor, that's the fifth Noor. And the sixth thing which is classified to be Noor in Islam, in the light of Quran and the Ahadith, are the 12 Imams, the A'imma alayhim salatu wa salam. A'imma alayhim salam themselves are Noor. In Ziyaratul Jami'ah, we read that khalaqakum anwaran فَجَعَلَكُمْ بِعَرْشِهِ مُحْتِقِينَ. Allah created you Anwar and made you to be around His Arsh in Halqa, in a circle, in other words. So, and seventh and the last thing which is considered to be Noor in Islam is the Ilm and the knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt. Because we have the hadith which informs us that al-ilmu nurun yaqdhifuhu Allahu fi qalbi man yasha. Ilm is a light that Allah drops in the soul of the person He wishes. So these are the seven things which are classified to be nur. Inshallah, in the next class, next lesson, we will talk about the ala'im of the nufuz of shaitan. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين